to Help a Girl Out. I'm Rachel, and I am joined today, as always, by my lovely co-host, Katie. Katie, how's it going today? Are you happy to be chatting to me?
Yeah, today's awesome. I had a wonderful brunch, like usual.
A wonderful brunch. That sounds delicious. Well, speaking of wonderful things, we have a special guest joining us today, which is something we are really excited about. So with Help a Girl Out, obviously, Katie and I have a lot of stories that we like to share and discuss, and we think they're kind of funny sometimes. But we also want to talk to other people, and we want to share other people's stories and give other people a platform to kind of share the amazing things that they do and also inspire us. And we just want to learn more about what other people do and also kind of give people some inspiration and some ideas on other things that they can do and that they can try. And we just want to support one another and help a girl out as per our name. So today we are super excited to welcome
Elena Rousseau.
She is an artist from the UK, and we connected with her on Instagram. Absolutely loved her art. Was extremely jealous because both of us are not very talented in the artistic department. So very impressed by her artistic abilities, but also she's super sweet and super nice and super willing to tell her story. So we are excited to welcome her. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for the invitation, and I'm happy to and glad to speak with you.
Well, wonderful. I think let's get started. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and where you're from and what you're doing nowadays?
So I'm from Moldova, East Europe, and I'm living in London for 5 years. So I started to paint, I think 3 years ago.
That recent? I looked at your stuff, I would have assumed you've been painting for years and years and years.
Yes, I have a school of art, and I studied school of art when I was a teenager. And of course, my background is architecture, and we study painting. This is the base of everything. So we need to study that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow. Yeah. So what made you first decide to pick up a paintbrush and start painting?
I think I was around 6 years old, and my dad discovered that I kind of have disability, because I made very quick colorful tree but as usually I don't paint for me but for others and for my brother. I was prepare a painting for my brother, so this is my story how I start. So I hope all the parents are discover something in their children, the talent.
Wow. That's so nice that your parents supported your talent. I used to sing for my parents, and they...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were like, eventually they were like, Rachel, we have to tell you something. You're really toned up. Can't sing. And I was like, so I'm glad. I mean, I love my parents, but I'm glad that you're, first of all, you had a real talent, and also that your parents helped you embrace that talent. I think that is fabulous. So... how much have you, like, seen yourself improve over the years?
Well, when I was in School of Art, I win 2 competitions, one in China, one in Romania. But, of course, during the years, I was my talent. I mean, you can see in the painting that is growing up. But because I have a gap between... 12 years old and 8 years old, I just lose the, you know, kind of, I don't know, the hand, because you need to practice, you need to have everything in your hand and eyes. And of course, when I started to be a student in architecture department, how to say, I started to receive everything back. So, and of course, in London, I meet a lot of other artists who inspire me and make me to paint more and to discover my talent.
Wow. So did you move to London to become an artist or to pursue your art career, or you just moved for other reasons?
I moved for other reasons because Moldova was kind of too small country to improve in general and to find me, of course. And London is the best. It's kind of in the middle of everything. You can find so many different culture and style of even of art. So it's really, anyway, I like to be in the galleries. First of all, I'm feeling very comfortable to be in the museum. I know, so the kind of people, they are bored about museums, but for me, it's like a paradise to be in museum, in National Gallery, or in a small studio. So I'm feeling very comfortable in that space.
And are you able to go visit your family in Moldova still?
Yes, Moldova has good news. They put 53 countries in the kind of red list, how to say it. I know that India is one of them, and America. You can come to Moldova, but you need to stay 14 days in quarantine. You can come, yes, but you need to have this, I don't know, to stay in the hotels, I don't know. But because it's a bit unfair, to be honest, because my brother is in Romania and I'm in UK, and I can travel from UK to Moldova without staying in quarantine. And where Romania is very close to Moldova, mm-hmm. So he need to stay in quarantine. So sometimes it's a bit unfair in this situation.
So your parents had both of their children move abroad?
Yes, kind of, yeah. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, now they can travel, my parents, to visit us and to find our spots, our culture, to discover more of us.
Wow. I've never been to Europe. It's definitely on my list. Katie has been. She went on a insane adventure to Spain that we will have to talk about in another episode because it was a bit of an exciting experience for her.
So you are always welcome to London.
Oh, thank you.
Because I can make very quick tour in 2 days. You're going to see everything.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. I would love to go to museums with you.
That would be really fun. Yeah. I would love to go. What are some of the best museums in London, like the ones that you can't get enough of?
Of course, National Gallery. I have a membership there. And now it's a bit difficult with pandemic because you need to book in advance. But every time when I was in front of Trafalgar Square, you just go I always want to see Van Gogh, the sunflowers. Mm-hmm. And it's really like kind of giving you with this gold, not gold, but yellow paint. It's really give you more power and cheerful in that day. And I'm really happy every time to see that painting again and again and again. I'm not getting enough of that painting.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Now I want to see that painting. I haven't been to an art museum in so long because it's all been closed, but hopefully soon.
I think the last one I went to was in Melbourne.
Yeah, I think so, actually, Katie. Katie went and checked out the museum while I was at work. She would wander around the Melbourne streets. Always fun. So tell us a bit about your Sunny Colors art. I mean, that's how we found you on your Instagram page. Tell us a bit about that and what you do on there.
Sunny Colors art, I started probably 2 years ago because I want to show the light, the sun. And despite that I'm living in London, it's not too much sun. I discover, I can make a picture and paint it at home. It's really beautiful when the sun is just shining in London. It's kind of giving a different light. And of course, each city has this differences in light. As you know, that even if you put a white paper and take a picture in different cities, that white paper will to be a different color. So kind of that. Yeah. And same with shadows. So they're all different.
Wow. I remember that because I did look into studying abroad in London. It was between London and Sydney. And I had been obsessed with Australia for a long time. So, it was summer in Australia and it was like sunny beaches in Sydney. And then London, it was going to be winter. And I was kind of like, oh, but the beach. And so I obviously don't regret going to Australia, but I would love to go to London. But I did have some friends who studied abroad there and absolutely loved it and everything. And I was very obsessed with One Direction back in the day.
But to be honest, here is not winter. It's like, it's not minus.
Yeah.
Oh. Then yeah, it's not so bad. What about in Moldova? Would it get negative?
Yes, it can be maximum minus 20, minus 25. And you need, but even here in London, you cannot find shoes for winter.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, it's difficult to find
the boots.
Kind of the boots with long fur, stuff like this. So,
Yeah, good to know in case.
It's just a rainy winter. Is this the way?
That's kind of how it is for you though right now, Rachel, right? In Australia, isn't that how you would describe winter in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's not nearly as bad as like a Minnesota winter. It's it's much more mild. It's really kind of like a Minnesota fall, like October, November-ish is as cold and snowy as it gets. But it just is. I just feel cold because it's near the ocean, I guess, and it just makes me feel cold. But I'm always cold, so there's nothing.
Yeah.
What would be the top like three things that we'd have to do if we came to London on a trip?
To take a boat on the Thames River. Even with it's a Oyster card, you can just come and you can see whole London by boat. It's like Venice. It's wonderful. And if it's rainy, of course, I advise to go to Victoria and Albert Museum. It's really beautiful inside. And the National Gallery in London. Of course, Tate Britain and Tate Modern, who likes more contemporary art and kind of try to understand that art.
What about top three things if we go to Moldova?
To Moldova, you need to eat the traditional food.
Uh-huh.
Which is cabbage roll.
I've had those.
Oh, you have?
I have. My fiance is Serbian. His family's from Macedonia.
Oh, great.
And they have cabbage rolls at like their
lucky you.
Orthodox Christmas.
So
I have tried them.
Yeah, good. Also, you need to try red wine from Moldova.
We are there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Another thing, because we don't have mountains and seasides, maybe we just go and make a tour near the river, also Nistru. Yeah. So, it's very old, how to explain, rocks there. Yeah, so it's very yellowish white landscape down the river, so it's really beautiful.
Red wine by the river.
Yeah, good.
You don't have to say anything else. We'll be there.
So Rachel, as soon as traveling opens up, we've discussed it already. The three of us, we're going to Moldova.
Oh, great. Tour.
It's going to be amazing.
We'll paint by the river.
Oh, this is amazing.
A lesson.
Yeah.
Painting by the river, that sounds beautiful. Speaking of kind of travel, has travel and even just your homeland or your move to London, has that inspired your art?
Yes, of course, because in each city, it's different colors. So also, as I said before, light and shadows. So of course, you're always changing the palette of your, and also maybe you can change the even the materials, because for example, if you want to paint more landscape or rocks, you need maybe more pencil. If you want to, I don't know, to it depends on the mood. If you want to paint the seasides, maybe you need more watercolor, so kind of this. I always have a small sketchbook with me, so it's really, I always say to my friends, sorry guys, you go in, for example, first I will stay here 15 minutes. I just need to do that, because photo in general is not same thing to, I don't know, to paint from the real life. So it's you're really catching the shadow and the shape. And also I want to say to people that our eye, it's so magical invented that it doesn't exist a photograph, to take a picture as our eye. So what you see with your eye is really impressive, because if you take a picture with your phone, it's always different colors. First of all, the measurements are much smaller, three times much more smaller. And you don't understand where is beautiful. In my painting, which is 30-minute sketch, or in the photo. So of course it's better to paint from still life, how to say, real life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. What is
probably know about this?
What is the most beautiful like sight that you've painted? Is it by the ocean? Is it in the mountains? Is it the city street? Like, what's, do you have a favorite that you've done?
Yes. So I went to Italy just 3 weeks ago, and with so we still travel here in Europe, and I did a sketch with of course I paint a lot of, I try to improve people.
Ooh. Wow.
On the beach, yeah, but I'm still working on that. If you want to see more people, sneak peek from my sketchbook, girls.
I love it. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. So how long does it take you to produce a quick sketch like that?
30 minutes. If using one color, just you put shadows and that's it. The painting is done. This one is in Rome. I hope you can feel the atmosphere.
Totally.
Because in Rome you have this wonderful tree, which is Roman tree. Mm-hmm. And it really inspires me, that dream. But one of my nice painting, I think, is this one, is the mountains.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The shading is so well done.
Yeah. It's kind of, for me, it's kind of abstraction and landscape in the same time. It's not really very realistic.
Which... I like that you're just using black. When I was looking at your Instagram page, everything was so colorful, and I really like that too, but I also like the simplicity of just using like one color in different shades of the color.
Yeah, I try to minimalize. For example, this one is Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's very important to have not too much color, just 3 or 4, because you can ruin, you can make, I don't know, you can make a dirty painting. Yeah.
So. I think that's one of my problems. We've done a few like paint nights with friends, mm-hmm. and I just get really like, oh, I could add another color into here. Oh, this looks fun. And then it just turns into like a soaking wet canvas again.
No, the thing is, probably you just want to try all the colors. I totally agree with that. I really sometimes want, but it's better to do it separately on the a separate page. And when I start the painting, so I know already maximum 5 colors. Otherwise, so people think that I'm kind of not a real painter.
I like that approach. The keep it simple approach. I need more of that in my life. What is your favorite color?
At the moment, lavender purple, kind of like that. Which is difficult to find.
Oh, I like
a rare species. Yeah.
Favorite scent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What is your favorite colors? Goes.
I actually love the color yellow.
Oh.
And I love just like neutrals, just grays and whites and blacks and
cool.
More tones, cool. I guess.
Yeah, very cool.
Mine is ocean blue. It's always been, I like that kind of middle blue where it's not as light as like sky blue. It's a bit darker, but it's not like navy. I always say it's like if the...
Prussian blue maybe?
Yeah. Like if it's a sunny day and there's no clouds in the sky, like the deepest blue that the sky is my favorite.
Oh, great. Yeah. So that's
description.
Okay. But bluish means very friendly. I've learned that in university. And yellow means very powerful. So good luck, girls. You are doing a good combination.
I never associated yellow with power. I kind of like it.
Actually, who likes yellow and even to wear it yellow? It's that mean that person it's having another level, kind of. Yeah, so I think after this podcast people will start to wear yellow.
It's trendy.
Trend.
I always
think
of it just as like a positive color, like a happy color. I like power.
Very warm. Yeah,
very loud, for sure. Loud.
Yeah.
So Katie, you can take it to the next level. And
you know, you know what color I don't like to wear at all, though?
Orange.
Maroon. I don't like maroon. Is there something that you learned about maroon? Because I don't like it.
Maroon. Sorry, but which kind of color is that?
It's like a reddish.
Dark red? Dark red?
Yeah, it's kind of like a dark red with a bit of purple, isn't it? It was our school color.
I know this color was, I think my grandmother used to have a lot of clothes with this color. Probably you don't like this color because it's very old and not fashionable. Maybe this is the reason?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
I don't like to have a lot of black, to be honest. And also, I don't... first of all, in real life, doesn't exist black. It's only on one material, the very thin mat. You can put black paint there. But if you see a black couch or a black chair, it's not properly black. Black is reflecting everything. So,
such a mind trip.
So one of the painter, I don't remember which one, but said black doesn't exist. So this is the base of the fine arts. Who knows, exist or not exist? But I learned that.
That is so cool.
I know, that's crazy. So what are some of the other like wild things that you learned in school or throughout your time as an artist? Like things that maybe we wouldn't know about art, but that you know?
First of all, it's good to know the meaning of all colors, like yellow, orange, red. I used to like red a lot when I was a child because I want to have attention. This is the... So if you like red, it's fine, girls. Go for it. And romantic and love, and purple is very magical, witches used to have purple, or kind of this kind of people. Green, which is money and nature. So it's good to know in general which color is meaning. And sometimes you can understand why it's fashion like this, why the painter, you will understand much more about the emotion of that painter who did that. So it will come very easily for you. And also it's good sometimes how you said, Rachel, you like to just try all the colors. So sometimes it's good to have an art therapy once a week, just to smash something for so
yes, experiment with all the colors.
Okay, if Elena says we can do it, then we can do it. So this should be maybe we can incorporate it into our Instagram live happy hour. We could do a little painting therapy.
Oh my gosh, let's do a painting session.
Okay.
Thank you for the inspiration and the acknowledgement that we can just...
She can totally like walk us through it, but then we won't look at anyone's, like at each other's, and then she can see the final product and try and figure out where we went wrong.
I would like her to look at our two pieces and then try and distinguish who made which one. Maybe like a little over a year ago we did it's probably been like 2 years now, I don't know, it's a total time warp, but Nick and I did a painting night with another couple, one of our friends, and she is an artist, so she's obviously very talented, but she's very helpful and was kind of guiding us through. We watched Bob Ross, what an angel. We watched him, and then we were copying what he was doing, and I put way too many colors on and really was just a hot mess, and then Nick does really good to begin with. That's my fiance, by the way. He does really good to begin with, and then he can't sit still. Like, he can't just wait and let it breathe and just let the piece be there for a minute. He has to keep going, so he just started throwing everything all over. couldn't wait. And then we came home and we were asking, like, we brought them to his parents and we said, like, choose who made which one. And mine looked like a three-year-old made it. And they were all like, Rachel. They thought that I made Nick's and that Nick had made mine because they thought Nick would not be as good at art. And then I was like, oh, it's embarrassing. So we do have those paintings. I'll be sure to show everyone because it was really a work of art, like unbelievable. But I think it's fun to have you guess. Who made which one?
Well,
yeah, maybe Yeah, maybe by colors, I can understand that.
True. Well, and Nick is very proud of his, because every time I've been over there, or even when we're just out and about, he relates things back to his painting. Yes. Like, that's the same color as the sky in my painting. And then when we went there with another friend, like, as soon as we all got in the doorway, he's like, come look at my painting.
He's very proud. Yeah, because he did like a purple sun or something.
Purple,
and he's
guy.
Anytime there's like a really colorful sunset, he's like, look, it's modeled after my painting. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Well, everything is modeled after mine, because mine was just a conglomeration of colors, but it's fine. So those are on full display. But I love it. Like, I love just, like, painting. I find it really fun and kind of therapeutic. I don't do it often. I wish I did it more. But that would definitely probably be my favorite art form, like, that we learned in school. We did little art classes. We did a mixed media class that really threw
me. Oh, great. Oh.
I did a sculpture class, and I made a sculpture of my mom's head. And the next time I go to Minnesota, I'll totally show it to you guys. I'll put it on display, because it's amazing. I gave it to her for Christmas.
Oh, nice. So you really was in love with your mom. Like, she was a good example that you decided to make her head since.
Yeah, also I think at the time of the project, like, it all lined up because her birthday's around Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Finished, so I was like, what should I get her? I would always, since I'm really bad at art, I would always make something handmade, because she thought it was so funny.
Oh.
And so I was like, this is the best yet. A sculpture of her head.
It's a really good idea. It's kind of, you try to make her friend, kind of. Like, mom, here, I can help you with this another lady.
I remember too, like, one time she was like gone or out of town, and we put like her sculpture at the dinner table. That mom was still with us.
Oh my god, you're so funny.
Is it like a normal size head?
It's like a, yeah, it's like, when you see the sculptures of heads in the galleries and stuff, it's same size.
Oh, and is it the same quality?
No.
They've attention to detail?
The kiln, like, took off, I think, her ear, and, like, loosened up her eye, so you can, like, move the eyeball around. And then the back of the neck looks like it got shot or something. I don't know. I can't wait to show it to you guys.
Oh my gosh, Katie, I never knew that about you, that you sculpted your...
I took a sculpture class. Yeah, we had to do a wire sculpture and a paper mache sculpture. I'm really good at, like, art history, like, where I just have to study about the artist and take a test. If I have to do anything with my hands or even, like, visualize it, it's just not there. So then in college, when I had to take an art class, one of my good friends, she's a natural, like, artsy person. So I would just buy her Subway sandwiches, and she would do my projects for me.
Oh, good.
The truth comes out.
I did same for my brother. He was doing my mathematics. I did all his painting.
That's a fair trade-off.
Yeah. Oh,
that's so sweet. So are you the only artist in the family?
My dad is a musician, and my mom is an accountant. So, I know two of my uncles was starting something. So at least they have a passion. I know one of my uncle used to draw girls, portraits of girls, and try to make love him. So girls, don't look at this thing. I just advise you. It's really romantic when somebody is painting you, but not to... Do you know what I mean?
And what type of music does your dad play? Like, what type of instruments?
Oh, he play guitar, piano, how to say, accordion.
Accordion.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I would love to play.
What else? Maybe I can find an avatar because he's really talented. And also, he is an opera singer.
So. Wow. Yeah. So many talents. He's so lucky.
Yeah, he traveled more than me, actually. Now, every time I'm saying to him, look, I've been here in Amsterdam, I've been here. Yeah, I've been there, I don't know, when you was 3 years old. So.
Oh, that is so funny.
Okay, speaking of music, have you heard of the Sun, what is it, the Sunstroke Project?
Yeah.
I watched Travels with my father and they go to Moldova and I watched, they do, it's a documentary, it's a English comedian and he takes his dad is way older than him. His dad had him when he was like in his late 50s, I think. So his dad is nearly like 80 and they go on this tour of Europe. And the dad hates traveling and hates seeing new places or seeing different cultures.
Are you talking about the band? Sorry.
Yeah. So they go in the show, they go to Moldova and then they perform with the Sunstroke Project because it's one of Jack, the comedian's, it's one of his dreams to perform with them. So they perform on stage and it's so good. So I like them.
Yeah. They give a good... the Eurovision, a good presentation, but I didn't know about that this show. I should watch it. I don't know. Thank you for telling me.
They do a whole section on Moldova, and I think that's the one where when they first get there, they're staying in this like casino, and it's really old, and like he's a little scared, and so at first he's like, I don't like this, I want to leave. And then he tries all this wine and he meets this wine tour man and he like falls in love and is like, I love it here. Moldova is my favorite. And he's like all over it.
Yeah, I really tried to explain here in London that Moldovan is an exotic country, which is not, but I'm saying always like that because I want to attract more people to come to Moldova.
I will visit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to go, especially when, as soon as you said red wine, I was like, hi. Oh, yes.
We're there.
Yeah, we're there. Because we love red wine. Well, is there any tips that you would give to people who want to explore art or who maybe want to try and take their art to the next level? Is there anything that you'd want to tell them?
Yes, so... I think sometimes here in London I discover so many different people and I understand that in general people think that art is not accessible. So through Sketch and Branch from Sunny Colors I try to do that art is accessible. So if somebody wants to start to paint, you just need to have, first of all, an interest of that. Second of all, you need to follow another artist who really inspires you. And not just to look at the painting, just to really, I really advise to copy them, but to mention, this is a copy of Picasso, this is a copy of Julia or something. And also, another advice to follow the hand of the painter, because sometimes, especially with watercolor, it's coming so fast. It's like they are mixing up the colors, the pigments, but you don't know which color, how. And I think for 2 years, I was just watching YouTubes and reading books from Betty Edwards. It's a good book for how to starting to draw. And really you can have, from day one, you can see all the improvement. If you draw just a small sketch every day. So.
I want to look into that.
Okay. Yeah, so she advised to draw the hand. She advised how to measure everything to be correctly. The book is drawing by Betty Edwards.
Drawing by
Betty Edwards. I need that because I learned how to draw my hand, which I'm sure, Katie, it's the same thing. I don't know what they teach kids in other countries, but in America, we learn, it's like for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. if you're trying to make a turkey, you trace mm-hmm. your hand on the paper and it makes a turkey. And that is as good as my skill for drawing.
I mean, that's different one. Sorry. I mean, to draw the hand, as you can see, light and shadow, and to hatch where is the shadow is. I mean, like, fine art.
Yeah, that sounds really correct.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
Impressive, unlike my version. So we definitely need some lessons there. It's fine. So final question before we let you go. You've mentioned kind of working with Create Craft London and Sketch and Brunch. What do you want people to know about those kind of projects and, you know, that opportunity to kind of get started and get more involved in art?
Yes. Yeah, so with Sketch and Brunch, I started with my friend, Lana. She's from Russia. And this idea came after when I traveled to Moldova and I said, look, we need, I don't know, it's not about friends or I don't know, we need to find other artists in London. It's so many people here interesting. And she came with this idea, Sketch, and it was Sketch and Breakfast in St. Petersburg. And she came, okay, let's do Sketch and Brunch because Brunch is here, is very famous in London. So, and we are meeting every Sunday in the coffee shop, sketching and painting wherever you want in your style, in with your materials, it's for free. Of course, we can give some advice. Lana is good in drawing people. I am good to drawing, landscape maybe, or flowers. So we really encourage people to start to draw because, it's a good skill to have rather to sit on the phone and playing games. So yeah.
I love that. Okay, that's officially on my bucket list. I'm gonna go to London and attend Sketch and Brunch.
Oh, great.
And do you have, like, you have yummy brunch at the same time, right?
Oh yeah.
This sounds perfect. Yeah. But we gotta make sure that Nick does not come with because he'll try and one up us with his artistic abilities.
Oh yeah.
So it's great. Maybe he can come and be famous here and start to sell paintings. Why not?
Oh, trust me. He would think that his painting could sell.
He thinks his painting's already good enough to be in the next
it's great.
National Gallery.
I will show you, I'll show everyone and they'll be like, wow. It actually did turn out quite good. But the second one was like a landscape of a lake. And then he started trying to draw fish in the lake and it just got out of control. Adding the animal element, yeah, went out of control, which was very fun. But that is definitely something that we will put on our list of things we would love to do. And I think it's especially great that you're kind of just trying to open up that sense of community and opportunity for people. Because I'm sure it could be daunting if you really like art, but you don't have friends that like art, or you don't have like a family yeah. that's really into art. And if you're all kind of alone, mm-hmm.
having it's a good community. Motivation. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, having somewhere you can go and you can chat to people about it, people who are interested, you know, all of that. I think that is really special, and I'm sure that's something that more people can enjoy in the future. Especially,
and I really encourage you, maybe you or other art painter from your cities, maybe they can. I really encourage to do somebody as a community of artists. And I don't know, it's really joyful. It's not about the result, it's about the process and to really enjoy about everything and to try all the colors and not to wait a special day to try it. I spoke with artists from America, from Brazil, and as soon the COVID will disappear. They also a girl, she's going back to Shanghai, and maybe maybe Skensham Ranch can be in whole world.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Cool.
Yeah.
Katie, I think a sketch of brunch in your neck of the woods would really liven it up.
I think it could only help, you know.
Yeah, it's good to sketch only for 2 hours and have brunch.
I think I could do one that also had a few mimosas involved. I think that could be kind of unique, but not out of control. Otherwise, the paint may get everywhere.
About create crafts is my another project about lino blocks. So when you are carving the lino,
wow,
and you are doing a block, and my plans for this account is to do bags, not printing bags, but bags with my design. Ooh. So I really encourage people to use a material bag rather than plastic one, because you know, girls, we have this problem. So kind of what I can do with for environment. So a little by little, I think we can improve something.
Completely agree.
Well, that's wonderful. That's so important, because it's not looking good for the environment if you don't make some changes. So even if it may seem like, does one person really make a difference? I think that
Yes, sure.
So I think it's important to try and do that. Well, that is beautiful. Everyone who is listening, please support her. Please check out Sunny Colors art. It's beautiful. Our art clearly comes in a close second. Not really. I'm totally joking. That's a lie. You will see some comparisons and you will be so alarmed, but it's fine. We are working on it. This is just awesome to hear about your love of art and also your travels and where you come from and how that's shaped what you do today. So thank you so much for joining us. And we will catch you all next time on the next episode of Help a Girl Out.